If you to my words will now attend, this little dispute we will quickly end. We'll give what is due to London town, and you shall be sure for to have your own. The city has many brief things from you, 'tis owned always, for 'tis most true. But while you do only your riches pursue, the city is little obliged to you. The dairymaid comes into London town, full often to buy her a russet gown. You know by experience that this is true, but here you first got the money too. And why do you sow either seed or grain, and trot through the dirt and rain? The reason appears to be ready and plain. You sweat and you labor for your own gain. Why sits the old shepherd upon the plain, regardless all day of the storms and rain? And why does the ploughman mind his plough? And why does the milkmaid milk her cow? The reason is plain, as I said before, 'tis all for to increase their store, that they may grow wealthy and never be poor, and keep the lean wolf far off their door. You bring us to town your curds and cream, but money maintains the farmer's team. You mind not the winter nor the cold, but fix all your mind upon London gold. 'Tis that does still raise your hopes up higher, and adds fuel unto your fire. 'Tis that which indeed we all do admire, for 'tis merry wealth that we all desire. Then London is not obliged to you, while only you do your wealth pursue. 'Tis this merry town that does make you rich, or else you might all go scratch your breech. To London you must all your treasure bring, whose fame around the orb does ring. Each country and shire were a wretched poor thing, if 'twere not for London whose praises we sing. We into the country for our health, but come up to London for to get wealth. To reach this rich place all mankind strive, for London is always the great beehive. Here's wax and rich honey and all things rare, and none can with this place compare. Such plenty abounds that we all things can spare, then where dwell such beauties so bright and fair? We'll teach you fine fashions and fine things, without us you can't buy your wedding rings. Sweet Dickie must foot it to this place, if he will buy Dolly a fine bone lace. Without us you can't have a drop of oil, and if beef in the pot does boil, you must then go ramble o'er many a stile, for mustard sometimes you must go 5 mile. But we without wheat can never live, and for it our money we freely give. You therefore should ever fair London prize, and we too should never the swain despise. Though we have 1,000 things more than you, if we give to each one his due, you must have of us, and we must have of you, and every one knows well that this is true.